What are the easy wins in our lives, do you think, when you think about microplastics? Is it just removing anything plastic that I eat from? Or are there some sort of easy, cheap wins? Is it my shampoo? Is it my frying pan? Is it a container?
Yeah. So I always tell people that the easiest way to lower your exposure to microplastics is to throw out your plastic cups, your plastic plates, and your plastic silverware. Okay. And get ceramic or glass. That's the best way to actually avoid those. Don't, and by the way, like if you are somebody traveling, rather than eating with plastic silverware, buy a travel set of forks and knives and spoon. You know, you can unscrew them. They pack down really small. You can take them wherever you want. And it's better for the environment anyway. You're not throwing away a ton of plastics. And also when you're buying food, try to avoid food that comes clearly packaged in plastic. All right. Now, I do want to point out one thing, because right here on this table, we are looking at a tray full of beverages, and I can already identify the, and this looks like a cup of coffee, and we've got English breakfast tea. I've done a lot of research on tea, but I'm noticing something, that green tea, which is universally healthy, green tea, the polyphenols in green tea lower the risk of inflammation. They actually are improve your metabolism, lower your risk of cancer, they're heart healthy. Before you take that sip, though, let me tell you, I see a tea bag in there, okay? And there's different ways of brewing your tea. It turns out research from the University of Montreal have now shown that tea bags can shed microplastics. So you can have a billion particles of microplastic shed from a single tea bag.
Okay.
All right? So I just changed your mind, right? So look, this is the power of awareness and understanding. I probably should have stopped you.
Yeah.
But when you were like, why didn't you save my life?
You let me drink it first.
As you were doing it, I was like, All right. But look, there's another one there that's got lemon ginger tea. This is like an herbal tea. That's fine. Listen, I would also tell you with flavored teas, just be cautious. Like always check anything that's been machined to be a little bit more than nature. A tea bag itself, what I'm hoping is, okay, so tea bags are supposed to be paper, right? Well, in order to prevent the paper from ripping, the manufacturers of the tea bags spray it with a small amount of plastic to have it hang together better. And that's the plastic that comes off. But what about the lemon and ginger in this lemon ginger tea that sounds so appealing and calming, right? And something that most people would find nice as an herbal tea. Well, listen, you're relying on a factory to actually put that lemon flavor, ginger flavor. Is it real lemon or is it real ginger? Always look at the ingredient label to know what's in there. Or just buy your own tea and squeeze your own lemon and add your own piece of ginger. These are ways to actually kind of avoid the potential exposures to toxins that come from ultra-processed food.